Welcome back to Storytelling 2.0, where we discuss the art of attention in an age of distraction. Listen in as Peter Lynch shares the secrets to build your brand, grow your influence, and become a master speaker, one story at a time.
Well, hello, Storytelling 2.0. I'm super excited today. I get a chance to sit down with Jeff J. Hunter. Jeff, how you doing, my friend?
Awesome.
Listen, you have been called a lot of things. Some of them I won't mention on here, but you've been called the king of outsourcing. You've just recently launched a company, Branded Media. You are crushing the social copy game. I mean, you are doing a million things. And to me, when I was so excited when you reached out to me to talk, because I believe everything that you are doing and have done really funnels into this idea of storytelling. So can you share with me what storytelling means to you?
Wow. You know, funny that you take it that way, because just to level with you, I have a corporate background.
Yeah.
And in the corporate world, the story is not that important.
Yeah.
And I never really understood the value of a story and how that integrates into everything you do, how it's really a core essential to your brand.
Yeah.
And when I started realizing that I had an amazing story, but I just wasn't good at telling it.
Yeah.
And when I looked at the people that were doing amazing things and starting crazy cool companies, like if you think about the biggest companies that are just blowing up and doing crazy things and always in the news,
yeah,
you're always going to be seeing people like Richard Branson, right?
Yeah.
You're going to see Elon Musk. Now, now Trump, right? Who's now not only some multi-billionaire, but also the president of the world almost.
Yeah.
President of America. I mean, that's like the number one most powerful position in the world. Like them or hate them, they have a strong brand and they have an incredible story.
Yeah.
And that's the true answer to when you say that I've been doing a million things all over the place. I have to tell you, first off, you know, I have a team of 60 and I'm able to spread my wings a little bit more than most people, I think.
Yeah.
But I think all of it has been around the storytelling from the way I position myself online with social media. It's about the story from back. Stories that I tell on social media and even the interviews that I'm doing and the interviews you're doing, you know, it's all about understanding the stories, and that's what people really like.
Well, I love how you tie it to brand, and you know, that's your company, Branded Media. You know, the brand to me is, it's not the logo really, it's the promise that sits behind it, which I think ultimately is the story. And what you're helping a lot of people do is build their brand, but in reality, you're helping them build their story. And, you know, I love one of my all-time favorite quotes from my mentor, Mark Sanborn. He said, stories are the coat racks that you hang ideas on. Mm. And that's what you're doing with your clients. So can you kind of walk me through what is the process for you when you help one of your clients who tend to be successful already take their story and their brand to the next level? What do you do?
One of the things I know is like most of the people, they usually already have really successful businesses. They usually have decent audiences. So they have a story already, but not enough people know about that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, if you think about all the way back, dating back to the biggest impact you've ever had on humankind, which is probably the Bible and those early things, what were they? They're a collection of stories.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And even tribes, indigenous tribes all around the world that didn't even have actual writing, they were able to pass down generations and generations of stories song, through art, through music and verbal storytelling. And if you look at it, that's how you make the most impact on people. And, and you know, funny enough, you probably know this guy, Dan Clark, but he made a huge impact on me. I went and I was going to this event he was speaking at, and I was super excited, like a schoolgirl, you know, like totally fangirling. And I grabbed I had two of his books I wanted him to sign for me. And I went up to him and I said, hey, you know, before I did that, I wanted to just not sound like that guy
who
came for the autograph. So I was like, hey, I'm excited to see you speak today. What are you going to talk about? And he was like, you know, I don't know yet. Hmm. And I was mind-blown because he has a 90-minute, he's the closer for this event, and he doesn't know what he's going to talk about.
Wow.
And I was, you know, I only had spoken a few times on stage at that point. This was a year or two ago. And I said, man, I have to have, like, my slides ready and prepared, ready to rock and roll. Like, man, you know, like, that's how I am.
Super corporate.
Yeah. And he's like, you know what? He goes, when's the last time? Like, he's like, go ahead, think of a presentation that you saw that somebody had a bunch of slides on and tell me what it was about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he said that the way that you really do public speaking the right way, the way that you really get into people's hearts, and I think a powerful word that you and I can both relate to is that, relate. Yeah. How can you make people relate to you?
Yeah.
And he says you got to be thinking about your life is a collection of stories.
Yeah.
Your life is a collection of stories. You have in your golf club, right? Yeah. You got your golf cart here. You got your little caddy. And you whatever that situation is that you want to relate to people and help inspire and encourage people and talk about you and your journey and how it can help other people and impact, you just whip that out.
Yep. And that's, you know, Jeff, you know what I love about that is so many people think that great storytellers have to have new stories. But, and I, you talked about it as a golf bag or a golf cart. I've always talked about it as a quiver, if you know bow and arrows, you know, the quiver of arrows.
Yeah. So
I can pull it out. Now, I have one story in particular I've told thousands of times because it works. It's a great story. And I can pull it up at a moment's notice. And so I think the best storytellers I know have that quiver of stories that they have built up over time. And and ultimately, if they're mostly their stories, that's where a lot of the impact sits. So I love that idea.
Yeah. And, you know, he even came to me because I told him, I said, I suck at that. I have no idea how to do that. You know, like I get on stage, I'm going to get blank. And he goes, well, it's like practice, you know, you got to practice it. And you have to really develop those stories out. And when you start actually developing your stories, and like you said, you told yours 1,000 times, like the way that you tell your story is different depending on the people that you're in front of.
That's right.
I talk to my father-in-law is going to be different than a 1,000-person audience that doesn't know me, right?
That's right.
And I think that something very valuable that he taught me, because I build virtual teams, as you know, and I do a lot of branding and stuff, and I'm so go hard on building virtual teams to do stuff for you and, you know, get that time back. And when I told him that, cause he actually asked me, he said, well, what are you about? Right. And that King of Outsourcing thing came up and he was like, wow. And he's an older guy. He says, you know, it's probably tough to get through to my generation. Mm. And I was like, yeah, actually it kind of is, you know?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, there's just so much you can do with technology. And he goes, you know, if you want to break through to my generation, you know what you do? I'm like, what? He says, I have a story for you. I'm like, all right. he says this. He says, he's a golf guy. Obviously, he used the golf analogy.
Yep.
And he says that the one thing growing up that his dad made him do before he was able to do anything as a young adult was he had to make sure the grass was mowed. Hey, he went to stroll outside. He grabbed his clubs and he's throwing them in the back of his truck. And his dad came out and he was like, Dan Clark. He said, Dan, I told you, you're not going anywhere and doing anything until this grass is taken care of.
Nice.
Dan's like, okay, sure, Dad. Goes back inside. 10 minutes later, he comes back out with his golf clubs, throws them in there. Grass is still not cut.
Yeah.
And his dad says, Dan, the grass. And he says, on it, Dad. It's all taken care of. Johnny's going to come over and mow the grass. I'm going to go play golf.
That's awesome.
And that's a great way to kind of illustrate what outsourcing is and how having a team can really help you. And it's having those little stories like that, and it impacts you. And it also gives people who don't understand outsourcing a way to relate to something that everybody knows about cutting the grass.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. You know what, Jeff, you know what I love about that? So Jeff, you know what I love about that story is even if I don't understand outsourcing, just like you said, I get the essence of what it's going to do and I get the value proposition in a second. Like I understand now I can do something I want to do and need to do And someone else can do that work that I might not necessarily want to do.
Yeah. You know, that wasn't even the most impactful story. The other one he told me, he said, if you really want to break into a generation, who is the, and this is a real question to you.
Yeah.
Who is the most famous singer of all time? And think a couple generations back. I'll give you a hint. New York, then Las Vegas.
New York, then Las Vegas?
Yeah. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, geez. You went way back. Like, I was thinking Whitney Houston era. Okay.
Well, see, he's way older than you, too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But he said, if you want to relate to his generation, he said that you tell people that Frank Sinatra never set up his own microphone. And then you lead into saying that, you know, what was Frank Sinatra's real shining moment? It was showing up and doing that 60 to 90 minute segment and singing his heart out. It wasn't showing up hours before and checking the mic and checking the speakers and making sure everything was right. No, he had an awesome team that he trusted that could go out there and get that all set up and prepared. So all he has to do is come in, do what he does best, and get the heck out.
See, I love it. And so what you did, again, that story just so powerful. Again, what you've done is not only are you helping people with their stories, but you leverage stories yourself to sell your business. This to me is the power of stories.
I got something novel for you. Wouldn't it be crazy if we lived in a world where you actually like did for yourself what you're claiming to do for others?
Yeah, I know.
I get frustrated about these so-called experts today.
You know, it's so funny too. You know, I saw your post where you were talking about so-called experts, and there's definitely, it's a growing segment, you know, people that are experts. And I remember, cause I'm a reformed corporate America person as well, just like you. And I remember going to conferences and I would sit in the audience and I would say, I deserve to be on that stage. I'm a better speaker. I know more. Well, shame on me. So this is the opposite side of that coin. Shame on me for not putting in the work that they had put in to get themselves up there. And that's when I determined, you know what? I have a story to tell. I need to now put in the work to get that story out there. And I know that's exactly what you're doing with some of these people. You know, they are really experts in their arena. And what you're doing with these people is you're taking them from, it's a high level, but you're taking them to a whole different level. So how are you, just talk to me a little bit. You don't have to name any names if you don't want to, but talk to me a little bit about like, how are you sharing the story? You know, is it visual format? Is it video? Is it audio? Is it everything? Is it copy? Is it all of those?
I'll give you a couple examples, and I don't think they'd be too upset if I dropped their names, but as a matter of fact, it's actually really good because they're so different. So there's such a huge contrast. Like, for example, one of my clients, Scott Duffy, who works with Entrepreneur Magazine and stuff, he has tons of stuff that he's made with Entrepreneur and all these stage talks and things that he's done. Alex Morton, who's in the network marketing world, he's, you know, probably one of the top network marketing influencers in the world. He's, you know, spoken on stage at Grant Cardone stuff, and he has dedicated video people that travel with him everywhere he goes and document his life. Then you've got people like Ryan Levesque, who I've had the pleasure of working with, who just released, you know, everyone knows the Ask Method, and just released his new book, Choose. And the one thing that's in common with all these people that I've had the pleasure of working with is that they have tons of content, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, most of it's like hour-long talks, 90-minute talks, 35-minute webinars, you know, different lessons and strategies and, you know, masterminds and all these different things that they've spoken at.
Yeah.
And they're all amazing stories to tell. But the thing is, most people aren't going to sit there and watch an hour or 90-minute long something.
That's right.
The attention span has gotten smaller and smaller with the rise of social media.
Yep.
And I believe that the people, if you look at who the most successful people are, look at Gary Vee. He got famous for 60-second videos.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Instagram videos. You look at some of the biggest players, Grant Cardone, right? All these people, Tom Bilyeu, who built out his own little production studio to do interviews, right? Yep. Like, people are really into micro content. Yeah. And that's why I went all out. Like, Branded Media, that's like our core offer, is working with micro content and giving platforms to people that have all this amazing content, but they're not in a format that really, really gets their vision out. Like, if you, the amount of people we're going to watch from start to finish a 60 minute video compared to someone who's going to watch from start to finish a 60-second video with the value bomb, right? I found out of a 30-minute talk, we can probably pull 3 to 5 super good value bombs, right? Micro content. And let me ask you, what's going to make more impact? You're going to have people watching 10, 15 minutes at most. And that, by the way, that in Facebook, I think the average person watches the video, I think it's like 8 seconds. So imagine 8 seconds of an hour video versus 8 seconds of a 60 second video. What's more impact, right?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My son, I was sharing a TED talk with him, you know, it was 13 minutes long and I was all excited. And he said, I don't have that much time. And
13 like, minute TED talk. Kids have, and it's not even about kids. Like, I have to be honest. I here's another problem, Peter, and I think you can relate to this, but I think once you become an actual real expert and you're doing stuff, like, I have to admit, 13 minutes is a good bit of time. It's a good chunk of time to spend on something. Yeah. And I think that that's why these highlight video reels and value bombs do so well.
Yep.
Because if I'm going to get 3 to 5 real highlights out of an 18, 20 minute talk in 60 seconds or 3 minutes or whatever it is, like, then I'm going to be like, wow, that's awesome. And if you look at the content that's really getting shared, it's really getting distributed out, there's a formula that we've worked with, and I'll give your, I know we're coming up towards the end, I'm going to give your viewers a way that they can actually get really great results from their content. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's great. I love, you know, one thing too, Jeff, that I've seen you do as a storyteller that I love. I have this new speech that I've designed. I'm delivering it 3 times in the next month. Wow. And it's basically, I'm calling it the conversation age. And the art of attention in an age of distraction. Ooh. And I got this because Inc. magazine came out with an article and they said the information age is dead and we are now in the conversation age. Because there is so much information, if you can stimulate conversation, that's where attention goes. And that's what I'm seeing you do. You are generating a conversation around an idea, and that's what really drives a value bomb to me.
Wow. You hit the nail exactly on the head. And I think that that's what's great about micro content too, is because you can propose something to people, right? Yeah. You can let them engage with something. And then, like, for me, especially since I know you've been through my Social Copy Secrets program and already gotten tons of results from learning how to bring more engagement into people. Like, let me give some tips to your guys real quick.
Yes.
The number one way to kill your reach and not get engagement on anything you do on Facebook or LinkedIn or any platform is to post a link to something.
Yeah, that's the first lesson you taught me. Yes.
Never post a link. You know why, guys? Because what are people going to do? They're either going to not see it, not click it, or if they do click it, they're off of the platform, right?
Yep.
The goal is to get people engaged,
yes,
right? Get people engaged on your content. And guys, that's going to actually help you in the algorithm on every platform, because the more engagement that you get on your content, the algorithm of those platforms say, hey, Peter is putting out a really good post. People are really talking about this. Let's push it out to more people.
Yeah. And you guys, I am the proof in the pudding. Jeff taught me a few minor things and it transformed the engagement. So Jeff, really quick, just let's throw it out. How do they find this? Where do they go?
All right. You guys can check me out, Jeff J. Hunter, on Facebook, LinkedIn, my website. But I'm going to leave with a value bomb, Peter.
Oh, please. Yes.
Guys, 3 ways to get really good results on the videos that you already have that aren't getting results. All right. Nice. So if you're putting out, first off, if you're not putting out video content, start today. Video content, telling stories on video is absolutely incredible. It gets really good reach and it gets really good engagement, and it starts developing that know, like, and trust factor that you need. First and foremost, have a catchy headline that doesn't tell what they're actually going to learn about on the video. So in other words, if I'm going to do a highlight reel of what we're talked about right here, I would actually bait people in a little bit and I'd say, don't make these branding mistakes without stories like this or something.
That's awesome. Right? Yeah.
And then people go, oh, I want to see what that is.
Yep.
Secondly, 86% of people that watch videos on social media have it with the sound off. Put captions on your videos.
Nice.
All right. All right. The third thing is don't post links. I already said it, and yep. I'll say it again. Don't post links.
It's that important.
It's that important. It's literally circled back. So, guys, if you want to learn more about how to make an impact on social media, how to get your story seen and start instead of just having stuff out there and yeah. you know, maybe your mom or somebody who's your biggest fan hits the like button. You want to have real conversations
yes.
in your content. Come find me. Go on LinkedIn. Go on Facebook. Without paying me, you can read my posts and see my videos and see my pictures, and you'll only understand exactly how it works.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that's the best way to learn. Like, I love your titles are so catchy and sticky. They make me want to click and read. So, I mean, you're one of the best at that. And what I love about it, again, is you are generating conversations. And to me, that is the age of storytelling we're in. That's why I call this podcast Storytelling 2.0. It's we are in a different age of storytelling, and you have to create connection through conversation, and that is what you are doing, and I love it. So
I'm honored to hear that from you, man. That's such an achievement. You know, I consider you a mentor. You've been doing so many amazing things, and I'm just honored to be here.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Yeah, likewise, you're doing awesome stuff. But last question really I have for you is, you've kind of mentioned one, but do you have any kind of storytelling legends that you kind of look at and they are the people who have shown you what it means to be a storyteller?
You know, I think that some of the best storytellers out there, most people know, and it's yeah. so easy to tell. And even like, and this is proof that you don't have to really have a lot of time and stuff spent on stories. Have you ever seen those Naz Daily videos? They're only yeah. 60 seconds long.
Yeah.
In 60 seconds, he tells an incredible story.
Hmm.
And I think if you're going to win the world today, you know, you have to be able to tell a very specific story yeah. that teaches a valuable lesson that people can feel empowered, encouraged, right? Sometimes yeah. defeated. You know, I posted a story yesterday, but I had to fire three people this week. That sucked,
yeah.
right? But I also wanted to be able to encourage people to go through it, because you know what? Through firing those three people, my team has actually improved. Wow. And today I had a project management meeting this morning. We have a project call every 9 o'clock on Friday just to go through and make sure any outstanding stuff through the week, you know, it's going. I got six project managers. They were all early, you know, the fear of God was stricken in them when they saw that I had to fire three people. One of them was a project manager.
Yeah.
And literally there's always at least one or two people late, you know,
yeah.
on a 7-8 person call. and they were all on time.
Not today.
We're going to be wrath and hell to pay for anyone who was not on that call today.
That's awesome.
So it was a valuable lesson, you know, it was yeah. a very valuable lesson. Sometimes people need to be reminded that tomorrow is not a guarantee.
Yeah, totally. Jeff, I can't tell you how much, you know, I appreciate you jumping on. Why I was so excited you're one of the first is I really believe you're on the cutting edge and the cusp of some new techniques that a lot of people out there that aren't getting traction can leverage. I mean, if you want to understand how to create conversation, how to write just amazing copy, how to, you know, drop value bombs, some of these insights, like the fact that people aren't listening, add text. I mean, these are things that are going to transform people's businesses and transform their influence. So I can't tell you how much I thank you for being on. Again, Jeff J. Hunter, Branded Media, find him online, social, follow him. I know he's on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Jeff J. Hunter. Where anywhere else that they should be looking for you?
That's it. That's it. You know, and maybe we'll drop a link to your viewers, but I did a giant case study of yeah. 3,768 Facebook posts. Well, Facebook and LinkedIn posts that I did last year. That's yeah. a lot of them.
Yeah.
and by the way, you know, it's not, I didn't get lucky, to find out how to write this content and make yeah. it produce. You know, I spent a lot of time and money with my own copywriters and myself and posting yep. on platforms to find out exactly the type of content that works. And I'm actually creating that. I created a case study that you guys can check out on my Facebook, in my Facebook group. So nice. If you go into my Facebook page, yep. my profile, Jeff, it's actually facebook.com/jhunter101. That's my personal profile.
Okay.
You'll see something called Scale Your Business and Your Brand. That's my Facebook group. It's free. It's in there. You can check it out. There's hundreds and hundreds of people with comments and questions on it. and it was a really fun time. And I hope you guys can learn a lot from it.
Yeah. So Jeff J. Hunter, one of the best at conversation on social and building brands there is. Thanks so much, man.